You're listening to Podcast for the Soul, a weekly podcast about increasing self-esteem so you can empower your life through owning your personal power and embracing your worth. Here's your presenter, self-help author and co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, Kelly Martin.
Hi there, you're listening to episode 2 of Podcast for the Soul. Today I'm going to talk to you about the spiritual void and how in our lives we go through many different transformations and experiences that can be quite challenging at the time, but also very sacred. Now, I've probably been on my spiritual journey for about 18 years now. And during that time, I've had many spiritual voids. Now, spiritual voids can sometimes be called the dark night of the soul. It can be a time where we don't quite know who we are. We've lost our sense of purpose, our identity. We're going from one way of living to a new way of living. But we're not in either. We're in the middle. It's a bit like standing over a large chasm. And you've got one foot on one side and one foot on the other. And you're looking down and you're thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? Who am I? Where am I going with my life? Many different things can be caused when the spiritual void arrives. It can be from moving from a relationship. Maybe you're getting a divorce. It can be from a job that is no longer right for you. You've been fired or you've decided to leave. It can be any major life experience. You could be becoming a parent for the first time. Or you simply may be letting go of one old story that you've been telling for a very long time. Now, I'm in a spiritual void right now. I'm going from a really old way of being. I spent probably near on 40 years living a story of I'm not good enough. I spent my time feeling very invisible, very lonely, and I probably carried the belief that I was a victim. I had this voice in my head, oh poor me. And I guess I've had a bit of a martyr complex as well. And I've lived like this for such a long time. I didn't know a new story. I didn't think there would ever be a new story for me. Because when you're feeling like you're not good enough, when you're feeling like a victim, and you're feeling like life is out to get you, you can't imagine that a new way of life could happen. But when you hit this spiritual void in life, you start to see the possibility. You see the possibility of a new future, a new way of living. But you're not yet there. You're not yet fully embodying that way of living. And because of this, you can feel lost. You can feel chaotic inside. For me, I've had what I call brain fog. Memory, short-term memory loss, not able to concentrate. I've been experiencing more headaches, really weird dreams at night. And doing things because I feel I need to do them, but feeling lost and slightly impatient at the same time. You start to do new things, but you can't see any results or how that's going to affect change in your life. You start maybe a new business and you're not seeing any evidence that it's working. So you're still carrying the story of your past. You're still thinking that it's not going to work. Maybe you feel like a failure. And the old memories and thoughts will try and tell you that the new story is not going to work either. But you have to continue Because you know you can't turn back. You can only go forward. But you don't know where you're going yet. It's like you've got a path in front of you and there's no steps. You walk forward and then a step arrives, but you can't see the path in front. It's like you're surrounded by a fog. And because of this, it's very hesitant. Perhaps you're creating some new life for yourself. And you feel inside, yeah, this is it. Life's changing. And then you get hit with the thoughts of, but it's not, I can't see it changing. How can it be changing? But there's this deepening sense of trust. Even though outwardly there seems no reason to trust. The spiritual void is a bit like a spiral. In life, we shed old layers and old ways and things that no longer work for us. We're like peeling the onion. But the spiral means that sometimes we go through similar experiences and the mind might tell us that we haven't changed and we haven't grown because why are we still experiencing the same old stuff? But we're not. We're not experiencing the same old stuff. It might appear the same, but we've changed and we've grown and we've learned from our past experiences. We're spiraling up. We're evolving with each new way of perceiving our life. Now, if you're in a spiritual void right now, what I would say is to just go really easy on yourself. Do simple activities, follow through on your intuition. Take action when you're inspired. But don't take action to receive a specific outcome. Don't look miles on into the future about what can happen. It's like when you're writing a book. You write the book because you love writing. You don't write the book for the audience. You don't write the book for whether a publisher is going to take you on down the line. You simply write the book. It's like in many Zen stories. Life is just all about washing dishes and collecting water. It's very simple. But the mind and the ego doesn't like simple. The mind likes complicated. The ego really likes to know what's going to happen. And because of this, it tries to control the spiritual void. When we're in the spiritual void, a part of us wants to fill that void. It's like a gaping hole inside. And we want to fill it with something, anything, just to take away the uneasiness and discomfort of the unknown and the uncertain. So try not to fill the void and just allow the void to be. Feel blessed that you're actually experiencing change. And this is how it happens. You just need to look at nature and see that nature can experience voids, but it doesn't attach itself to what's happening. Right now, you've planted new seeds for your new life. And those new seeds are in the ground. And it's dark in the ground. Those seeds don't know that they're going to become a beautiful flower or a wonderful tree. They're just there. Allowing the creativity and the creation to take place until they're ready to burst through. And then there's the next step, where the seed begins to grow and push through the soil. And it could still feel like another void because you can't see above the ground yet. You can't see the light. You can't see the sky. But you just keep doing it. You keep pushing through that soil. Keep moving. Keep learning. Keep gathering information. Keep creating. And before long, as you move through the spiritual void, you begin to see the stirrings of a new life, the stirrings of a new story, and the pains of the past and the void that can cause exhaustion, it can cause irritation. And as I said before, a feeling of intense lost, feeling lost. Because your identity is changing when you're in the void. You identified with certain things and ways of being in your life. And when you're stuck in the spiritual void, well, you're not stuck, you're allowing. When you're in the spiritual void, your identity is shifting and moving. You may not see it right now, but it's happening under the surface in your unconscious. It's like when you're, if you see a goldfish and it's in a very small pond, you've been in that small pond for a long time. And now you're leaping into the larger pond of life. Now that small pond felt very comfortable. But when you move into the bigger pond, there's a lot more water, there's a lot more to see, there's a lot more change happening, a lot more people. You don't know what's going to be there. You have a lot more to learn and experience in your life. Your life's no different to that. In the spiritual void, you're moving from one place of experience to another. You're journeying. It's a sacred journey. No matter how dark it feels, no matter how lost you may feel, no matter how your body is responding to this place of being nowhere but everywhere. And with one foot in the future and one foot in the past, you let go of the past at the perfect time and you'll step into the now by simply being here, allowing the void to be. Feel an anticipation and enthusiasm now. Your life's about to change. But in the meantime, gently have compassion and unconditional love for the process you're going through. It's okay that you don't know where you are going. It's okay that you don't know who you're going to become. It's okay to feel lost. It doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're growing and you're evolving. Allow your soul to express itself in whatever way it needs to do this. It's an exciting journey if you allow it to be. Trust where you are. Trust your now.
Thanks for listening to Podcasts for the Soul with Kelly Martin. If you like what you just heard, please pass along our web address, podcastforthesoul.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives and don't forget to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. See you next time at Podcast for the Soul.